Now listen again. Example.
Where do you usually go on your vacation, Robert?
I usually go to Canada in the summer.
What about the winter vacation?
I like to stay here in Japan in the winter.
Don't you want to spend Christmas in Canada?
I do, but it's just too cold.
I know what you mean.
Conversation 1.
What happened, Ravi? Oversleep?
Oh, I've had a nightmare journey. The underground was closed for some reason, so I had to get a bus, and of course the bus was absolutely packed because the underground was closed, and the traffic was awful.
Oh.
What a nightmare! Still, I got here just in time. What about you? Was your journey okay?
Well, I came in the car this morning.
Mm.
It was busy, but not too bad, you know.
Conversation 2.
I talked to someone interesting yesterday.
Who did you talk to?
I can't remember his name, but I was sitting on the train.
Yeah?
And this young man started talking to me.
What did he say?
Well, he said that he was from Thailand, and he was studying here in Japan.
You mean he was a university student?
No, he was a high school student. He had a uniform on.
I see. So what did you talk about?
Well, he said that he enjoyed living in Japan, but he did not have much chance to speak in English.
How was his English?
Pretty good. So he asked me if we could chat while sitting on the train.
That's interesting. It's not every day that you meet a Thai student in Japan.
That's right.
Conversation 3.
You're very smart today, Ravi. Is that a new shirt you're wearing?
Yes, lovely, isn't it?
But you told me you're trying to save money. You said no more new clothes.
Well, I know, but, well, you know me, Tess. I saw it in the shop and I liked it, so I had a look at it. But they didn't have my size, so I thought, oh, well, never mind. And then I looked again and they did have my size. So I thought, well, I'll try it on, but I won't buy it. And then I tried it on, and of course it looked fantastic. And the shop assistant said it looked really good. And I still thought, no, I won't buy it. And then I looked at the price, and it was quite expensive, so I thought, no, I can't buy it. And then the shop assistant said that it was in the sale. Last week it was £80, but this week it was only £40. That's half price. So I bought it.
Conversation 4.
Have you got any plans for the summer?
Yeah, I have. I'm off to spend the whole summer in a village in the mountains where my grandparents and cousins live. Anyway, what about you?
My parents want me to do an English course in England for a month, but I don't know if I really want to go.
Why not? It might be okay.
Yeah, and it might not. Besides, Dave and I have just become really friendly, and I want to go out with him during the summer. If I'm away, I won't be able to do that.
What a stupid thing to say. You must be mad. Go abroad and do something new. You can see Dave every day when you come back. You are in the same class, remember?
Yeah, I know. But I don't think I'm ready to go away on my own yet. Maybe next year.
Conversation 5.
Hey, this is Bill. I'm sorry I'm not in. Just leave a message.
Hey, Bill. This is Hank. I'm just calling to let you know that I'll be a little late to the game tomorrow night. I have to work a few extra hours to finish a report. I should wrap things up sometime between 7 and 8, though. Oh, and then I'm planning on dropping by Lisa's house for about an hour, since she's been sick recently. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. I'll swing by my house to pick up some food for the game. See you then.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your answers.